good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. President Joe Biden has ended his infrastructure talks, falling short of a deal from the New York Times in a major setback. Biden pulled the plug on his effort to persuade Republicans on his $1 trillion plan, saying the divide was too large to bridge. Hopefully that was no pun intended. To salvage a chance at compromise, Mr. Biden turned to a bipartisan group of centrist senators who have been working on an alternative. Nothing like infrastructure to have the Republicans say no to.
That's right. And remember, even the former president, Trump, talked about infrastructure and the need for infrastructure repair in the United States. So what this proves is that the Republicans are residing safely in the land of no. It really has very little to do with what Biden is willing to do. Biden has shown all kinds of ability to negotiate with the Republicans and to compromise with them, and that isn't happening because they are under orders. That is clear, whether they are specific words or whether it's just a general sense that if they get out of line with Trump, who thinks he's going to be president again, either because he gets reelected, the chances of that happening aren't very good, or because he takes over somehow in a putsch or coup, which he has hinted at. You know, it should be handed to me. I will be back in the White House. Yeah, right. And that is where this very dangerous demagogue is coming from. And Biden understands exactly what's going on, which is they don't want to move and they won't move no matter what. You negotiate in a bipartisan manner, but it is anything but bipartisan because the Republicans are just saying no, no, and no. And that's where they're going. It would be a tremendous victory for Biden and for the country, and they are not going to allow it.
Well, surprise, surprise. The richest Americans paid little to nothing in federal taxes. A report says the analysis by ProPublica is based on IRS documents that show billionaires like Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk benefit from tax code loopholes, paying relatively little and in some cases a big fat zero.
The reason, David, that this is happening is that the richest of us have lobbyists who work out of K Street, which is the famous place where all the lobbyists live and work. And the idea is they get out of there and then they come out down to the Capitol and their people make contributions to politicians' campaigns. And the payoff is what you are talking about here. Now, you know, you really have to scratch your head and say, wait a second now, why are the richest people in the world, why are the richest corporations in the world, in some cases, not paying any taxes? Isn't it stupid? Because, you know, once they get found out, people will have certain resentments. And even worse than that, they won't pay their taxes. They'll say, if these guys are getting away with it, why shouldn't I? And that is one thing that we really have a problem with in this country, and that is tax compliance. Obviously, if you have the right IRS people and if you have enough of them checking on who is not paying their taxes, and usually that falls on so many of the people who have the most as well as the middle class. And we are at a point now where everybody has to pay. And the fact that they don't pay is legal, all right, but it ain't right.
Well, from CNN's The Point, Chris Saliza, have you heard this, Alan? Donald Trump for Speaker of the House. Let's go step by step. Florida gained another seat in its congressional delegation. Republicans control both chambers in the state legislature as well as the governorship, meaning they will have total control over the redistricting process and where the new seat will be drawn. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican, a big friend of former President Trump. Trump makes his permanent home in Palm Beach, Florida, which brings us to this exchange between the former president and conservative radio talk show host Wayne Allen Root last week, as recounted by the Washington Times. Quote, why not, instead of just waiting for 2024, why not run in 2022 for the U.S. Congress? A House seat in Florida, win big, lead us to the dramatic landslide victory, take the House by 50 seats, and then you become the Speaker of the House. Trump, you know, it's very interesting. That's so interesting. And people have said run for the Senate. But you know what? Your idea might be better. It's very interesting.
Well, it may be interesting. It ain't going to happen. First of all, I'm not so sure that the Republicans are going to take the House of Representatives by any means. You know, Trump is a red flag. He's got a 30-something percent approval rating. He may win that seat. But then, you know, all those congressmen who have been obsequious to him will be saying, do we really want this guy as our leader? What will that bring us? I think the chances of that happening or his running for the Senate are not very good, and I don't think he will.
Coronavirus, booster shots, how that'll all work at some point. And we're already hearing states are warning of expiring Johnson & Johnson shots. They're being told to consult the FDA.
Well, we don't know. I mean, the truth is that the science is important, but we just don't know. I, for example, took Pfizer. We don't know whether it will run out in a month or 6 months or be around forever as, you know, an antidote to the disease. We just don't know. And that's why when people say, listen to the science, we don't always know what the science is. And we certainly don't know now. We can only hope. My hope is that it lasts forever.
Criminal justice reforms, Alan, in New York seem to be passing now. State lawmakers passed a bill from the New York Times intended to get around a federal law that gives gun manufacturers broad immunity from lawsuits and other things like the clean slate and less is more, which would respectively allow those who've served their full sentences to have their records sealed in most cases and reduce the likelihood that technical parole violations will land them back in prison. Certainly not popular moves among the Republican Party, which will make hay with this.
Well, yeah. Look, David, I know Americans love their guns. It's one of the worst problems that we have. We have a court which sits there and is going to make another ruling which is going to defend the use of all of these guns and these advanced versions of these guns, and it is very sad. I don't know where we went wrong in this, but it is a major psychosis for the American people, and we really have a problem. It doesn't seem likely that it's going to be taken care of, not with that court, and not with the kind of insanity that we are seeing in our streets with the killings that are going on around America. What is the matter with us?
We're a political observer. Alan Shartok with us.